Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Monday, the 8th of April 2024. Today's topic is Making Miracles Happen. 1. Our text today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 5 verses 1 through 7. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. Verse 3. And she said unto her mistress, Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in, and told his lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go to, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. Verse 7. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes, and said, Am I God, to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 3. And she said unto her mistress, Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. Naaman in our passage was a powerful army commander from Aram, modern-day Syria, who enjoyed social prominence, a reputation for military prowess, and the respect of his monarch. However, he suffered from an unresolvable health condition, leprosy. Then, this young Israelite slave girl, who had every reason to despise Naaman and take delight in his humiliating illness, instead showed true obedience by genuinely caring about her master's health. She recognized the God of miracles, and she informed him of a prophet in Israel who could heal him of his ailment. God continues to work miracles. Many people are afflicted with the spiritual leprosy of sin, and others with poverty, physical handicaps and failures. Are you prepared to point them to God, the Sovereign Lord, like the slave girl did? Through you, they can get their miracles of salvation, healing, deliverance, and financial breakthrough. Do you have a leprosy of sin, poverty, or other health issues? You may receive your miracle by first seeking God's kingdom. Accept Christ into your heart and life, and allow Him to work wonders in you. Quote for the day. Point them to God. The challenge for today is, miracles can happen to you and through you. Prayer. I come to you, Lord Jesus, work your miracles in me. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.